Forward to section 32. Now the poet tests out the ability he claimed for himself in the previous section, the ability to call back any of the other forms of life that his evolved body has absorbed on its evolutionary journey. It is as if all those forms humans have moved through, when taken together, provide a sense of wholeness of being. So the poet thinks about turning and living with animals. Taking on the patient gaze of a predator, the poet simply looks long and long at his animal brethren and draws some conclusion about their differences from humans. In their ability to live fully in the present moment, to be completely self-contained, to be free of the guilt that religion brings, to be free, in fact, of the conception of a god, to be free of material possessions, to be free from a sense of the past, to be free from the notion of unhappiness, and thus to be naturally happy. The poet sees them as teaching him something about human happiness and about contentment in the moment in which we live. These are all attitudes Whitman has been striving throughout the poem to achieve, and so he feels attached to the animals, related to them, as if they carry some token of himself back to him, some way of being that he must have experienced huge times ago on his own vast evolutionary journey. Humans have lost a sense of that unity that animals seem to take for granted, and we regain the wholeness only by recalling and recollecting those lost tokens of ourself that animals bring to us. As he did in the previous section, Whitman once again puts into words his dynamic evolutionary experience, myself moving forward then and now and forever, as he imagines gaining velocity through eons of time, careful not to care too much or dwell too long with any stage of his vast past, not too exclusive toward the reachers of my remembrancers. Remembrancers are those who revive the remembrance of anything. Whitman feels himself reaching to recover those pre-verbal, pre-human memories, even as he reminds himself not to dwell there when he accesses them, for he is of the present, not the past. But he ends by pausing for a moment with a stallion that once responded to his caresses. It's an image of animal-human union, sensual and close, a relationship where horse and rider seem one. But this vivid recollection of animalistic being is not where the poet wants to stop. He now outpaces even the galloping stallion as he prepares for his most expansive human encounter with the vast world around him.